Okay. I need everyone to turn to Luke 24. We're going to pray a few minutes before class tonight. I want you to look at verses 31 and verse 45. Luke 24, online students, and 31. Y'all ready? Let's read 31. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Go over to verse 45. Ready? Let's read. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. Amen? So that's what we're going to be praying for, that our eyes would be open and our understanding would be open tonight. Amen? Let's stand to your feet. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just give you glory and honor and praise, Lord God. We just thank you, Father. Lord God, as we begin this class tonight, we pray that our eyes would be open, Father, and that our understanding would be open. Help us to see. Help us to hear. Help us to understand and receive, Lord God, all that you're saying to us. We give you praise and honor and glory for it. In the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Spirit, help us to pray. Shalalala makini, solololo boko shaya, alalala malala kinda da bakahaya, alalala malala kanda da maya salala kinda da bakaha, amamamamamamande debede, alalala malala kanda da maya salala kinda da bakaya ye here. Open our eyes, alalala malala kanda da maya si, alalala malala kanda da maya salala kinda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. Open our understanding, alalala malala here. Alalala malala kandara maya salala kinda da bakaya ye here. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. Alalala malala kinda da bakaya ye here. We give you honor. Alalala mahia rebe sanda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. We give you praise, Lord. Alalala malala kandara maya salala kinda da bakaha. Alalala malala kinda da bakaya ye here. Shalalala balala kandara maya salala kinda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. Alalala mahia, Lord. Alalala mahia, Lord God. Alalala malala kandara maya salala kinda da bakaya. Alalala malala kandara maya salala kinda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. Alalala malala kandara maya si. Shalalala malala kandara maya salala kinda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. Hallelujah. Alalala malala yinde. Alalala malala kinda da be here, Lord God. Alalala makandara maya sinda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. In the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We want to see in the spirit. Alalala mahia, Lord God. Thank you. Oh, rababa shihaya. Alalala malala kinda da bakaya. Alalala mande rebede. Alalala malala here, Lord God. We want to understand these spiritual things, Lord. Alalala mahia. Alalala makanda da mayasi. Alalala mahalala kinda da bakaya. You here. Shora mama sinde rebede. Ha ha ha. Oh, remene me kishanda da bakaya. Alalala mande de. Alalala mande de. Oh, ramama mama here, Lord God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Shalala haya. Shalala haya. Lebololo bokoshia. Shalala la makinga debede. Oh, mandede debede. Oh, mahire messiah. Oh, la 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 bayashaya. Alala la mahaha. Alala la mahaha. Oh, my. Oh, my. Glory to God. Oh, my. Glory to God. The great and the mighty things, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for it. Shololo moko shaha. Alalala mahia. Alalala malala kinda da bakaya ye here, Lord God. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened. Oh, my. We thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you for it, Lord God. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Let the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Let the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Let the Lord be magnified. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Glory, Lord. Thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. These targets that we're praying during this class, these are some of the targets that we pray here at Word of Life Christian Center. Amen. And I'm sharing it with you so that in your own private time, these are targets that you can pray. Amen. Now, I want y'all to know when I left class last Tuesday night, I felt that I had been called out. Amen. You know how Miriam was called out, she and Aaron, by God, because they had talked against Moses. Well, it wasn't that I had talked against anything or anybody, but what I got was I had not gone far enough, or we had not gone far enough as a class. Amen. We had not gone far enough on last week. We're still talking about prayer and trust. Before I got to the light, the Holy Ghost began to speak to me. And so I'm going to share with you what he said to me that we did not complete last week. Amen. 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 The first thing he told me, remember I said that our foreparents, they didn't know the word like we know the word, but that they knew God. Y'all remember me saying that? I said, you know, and we were all of this was about that trust is in the person. Remember, it's in the person of God. We've got to know the person of God. And so I said, well, you know, our foreparents, they knew God, and that's true. They knew God. The Holy Ghost began to minister to me. He said, nobody in the Old Testament had a Bible. Amen. Amen. Nobody in the Old Testament had a Bible. They knew God. And they trusted God. Amen? Amen. They trusted the person. He said, don't just look at your foreparents. He said, go back and he said, look at David. Look at Abraham. Look at the Hebrew boys. You know, they could not turn to Matthew 6, verse 9, and read something and then go to God and pray. Amen? You see what I'm saying? These people relied on the person of God himself. And this is what God is bringing us back to. I love it when Apostle used the word. You know, Apostle has his own dictionary. And he uses the word scriptionize. And you know, what scriptionize mean is that we are so quick to run to the scripture. You know, when something is going on, we go find 15, 20 scriptures. And then we read them to God as if we're going to make God do something for us because we read him these scriptures. Yes, he did say, put me in remembrance. He said that, okay? But that's not what you want to do. You want to get with the person of God, amen, in any situation. And then you want him to speak to you, amen? And I've shared, I don't know if I did it with this class or the other class, but sometimes he'll give you a word. Sometimes it'll just be a phrase. And what Apostle teaches us is find the place where it's written. Amen. And the Holy Ghost will help you to do that. But don't be so scriptionized. Don't always run to all these 15, 20 scriptures that you know. Let the Holy Ghost give you the scripture. Amen. Always remember, God works from the root. Amen. He don't work on the surface. You're praying for healing, and the Holy Ghost will all of a sudden start talking to you about love. Amen? And you'll say, well, what this got to do with my healing? Everything in the world. Because if you don't check up on your love walk, you know, if your love walk is out of sync, then God cannot heal you the way he wants to heal you. Amen? You believe it for finances. And then all of a sudden, God started talking to you about peace. I mean, well, you worried. You're not trusting God. You want, how are we going to pay this bill? And God is telling you, you know, just you know, be at peace, be at peace. He's trying to tell you, I got this. But then you worry, worry, worry. And the first thing you know, something began to happen. You let the, first of all, you're letting the enemy in. You know, and something happened. And you know, God can't get it to you because you're not in faith. You're not in peace. You're not in rest. Amen? Amen. Amen. So, you know, the main thing, you know, that he said, first of all, was that look at the Old Testament saints. They did not have a Bible. So that's what we should have said last week. Amen. Amen. So that was part of it. And then the other part, it was about, trust it. I need you to turn to a verse. Excuse me just a second. I was supposed to put this up here. Let's see what the verse is. Hold on. And I said that we are to put our trust in God, not in man. Remember? Okay. Well, I found the scripture over in Psalm 118. You're going to need your Bibles tonight. Online students, you're going to need your Bibles. Psalm 118, let's look at verse 8. And you see, this is where we were supposed to go last week. We were supposed to go further than we went. Amen? And so that's why I was called out. So Psalm 118:8, and it says, it is better, read it. Amen. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now, the main reason for that, and you know, Apostle is really, really helping us here at Word of Life Christian Center and those partners and the thousands of people who watch him. But he tells us that we all have infirmities. Okay, we all have infirmities. And what happens, and you know, I wanted to say when a man miss it, you know, but like Mr. Bounds, you know, but I'm going to say when a man or a woman miss it, and all of your trust is in that man or that woman, what's going to happen to you? Amen. In our day, we have seen ministers miss it. You know, they missed it. And we have seen the repercussions it had for people in the body of Christ. They were lost. They were floundering. They didn't know what to do. Why? Because they had not kept their trust in God. It was all in the man or in the woman who has infirmities. Amen? Amen. They have infirmities. And we have infirmities. Me too. Amen? Amen. And when we miss it, it can cause people, you know, to falter. And that was one of the, I guess, the greatest, I don't want to say, yeah, tragedies of our time when that happened. But don't ever think that you are not to trust your man or your woman or God. Amen? You must have trust in your man or woman of God who is trusting God and being led by the Spirit of God. Now, if anybody is following a man or a woman that you cannot trust, you better go pray. Amen. You better go pray. Because, you know, you got to trust. You got to have that trust in your man or your woman of God. We're very, very fortunate here at Word of Life Christian Center. And I want to believe for LTMA churches. Amen. That we have men and women that we can trust. We're talking about, you know, their integrity, you know, their lives, their diligence to seek God, his will, his purpose, his way. Amen. 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 We're we're so blessed. We are just so blessed. But when we were talking about putting your trust in God and not in man, this is what we're talking about. Amen? Amen. But by all means, trust your man or woman of God. Now, in order to trust anybody, you got to know them. Amen? You got to know. You're not going to trust a person that you don't know. Now, how do we know God? You know, Miss Joanne or Reverend Joanne, you're standing up here and you're talking about putting my trust in God. How do you know? How are you going to get that trust in God? Well, first of all, you're going to study the Word. Okay? The Word of God tells us about God. Amen? And then not only are we going to just study it, but we're going to meditate that Word. And then we're going to have God reveal himself to us through the Word. Amen? And then we're going to pray. So you see, so this is how we get to know God. Amen. Jesus had some things to say about that. Let's see if I wrote it down. Okay, in Matthew 11:27, Jesus says, "All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him." So who reveals the Father? The Son, the Lord Jesus Christ himself reveals the Father unto us. And that's found Matthew 11:27. We always look at come unto me. The verse is right after that. Amen. But this is the verse just before that. I got so many things that I was just writing all kind of little notes here, and I thought they were so important. We're going to go to Numbers 23. I'm not sure we're going to go there right now, but we're going to go there. Some other scriptures that tell us about trusting God. We all know Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not into thy own understanding. We all know that one, right? We just looked at Psalm 118:8. Better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. turn to Psalms 40, verse 4. Make a note of these scriptures. They're not in your book. Okay, Psalms 40, verse 4. Ready? Let's read. His trust, and respected not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Amen. Over in Numbers, that's one of the things that I had been looking at. A lot of times we want to regard the station of a person, a man or a woman, and we want to put our trust in them, you know, because of who they are. Let's say, let's say governor, let's say Governor John Bel Edwards, you know, he's the governor of our state. You know, well, you can't put all your trust in him to fix things in the state of Louisiana. No. You gotta trust God, okay? Even though he's the governor, we respect his position. But our trust has to be in God, amen? All right, so I gave you this one. Let me see, I'm looking at my notes. They did not have a Bible, Old Testament saints. We must trust the man or the woman of God. Okay, that's over us. I said that. Oh, okay. Before we go to Numbers 23, turn to 1 John. Remember we talked previously about the peace of God, and we talked about how when you're trying to find out what to do, you know, the peace of God comes up on you. And this is how you know. And if you got any kind of scratching in any way, don't do it. Remember that? Amen. Well, Apostle was ministering, and I heard this verse. And then I'm reading through First John, Second John, Third John. I'm reading through that right now. And it jumped out at me again. And it's like, okay, let me tell them about that too. First John chapter 2. Because I think our peace is going to be in this unction. Amen? Amen. That's where it is. First John 2, let's look at verse 20. First John 2 and 20. You see that? Let's read it. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. Talking about the anointing, okay? As men and women of God, you have an anointing that is on the inside of you, and you can always know exactly what to do. Amen? Amen. Why? Because it's the anointing. Look over in verse 27. Let's read. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. Hallelujah. Talking about that anointing. Apostle is also teaching us right now on the fear of the Lord. Amen. He's teaching a series on the fear of the Lord. And I mean, I was just sitting there, and you know, my mouth always is going open in my ears. It's like, you know, it's like, oh my. And he's talking about our trust is in the fear of the Lord. He said, and then he said, our peace is in the fear of the Lord. And then he said, our obedience. And it's like, oh my God. You know, all of this is in the fear of the Lord. Well, it's the same with this anointing. You are anointed. You know, you have to know that you are anointed. That it's not going to go by your feeling. You are anointed. Why? Because the anointed one lives on the inside of you. Amen? He lives on the inside of you, and that causes you to be anointed. Now, the more you stir him up, amen, praying in the Holy Ghost, then the more anointed you're going to begin to feel. Amen? There is a feeling that's going to come, but whether you feel it or not, you're still anointed. And you have to know that you are anointed and that you can know what to do. Amen? Don't ever throw your hands up and say, what am I going to do? I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, the first thing you're going to do is seek the Lord. That's it. You're going to seek the Lord. That's all. You may not know which route to take at that moment. Amen. But you know that he knows the route. And so what you do is you seek him. You get with him. Before we go to Numbers 23, go to John 11. I mean, I saw something here. We're going to look at this prayer that Jesus prayed at Lazarus' grave, okay? And then we're going to compare it to how we would have prayed. Amen. John 11. I tell y'all, he really had me going there. He's like, oh, you didn't tell him enough. You didn't tell him. He's like, oh, my. I'm not going to let y'all get me into no trouble. Amen. John chapter, 11. Let me see what verses I wanted. And I wrote it down. 40 through 44. Let's read it together. John 11, verse 40 through 44. Ready? Let's read. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I know that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus said unto them, loose him and let him go. Amen? Amen. Amen. Look at how Jesus prayed. You see what I'm saying? Father, I thank thee that thou hearest me and that you always hear me. Amen? Now, what would we have done? Oh, Lord. Can't you hear it? Oh, Lord. My good friend Lazarus, Lord, is dead. If you can do anything, Lord, you know, no. I mean, Jesus prayed a bold, a confident prayer. And that's the way God expects for us to do. Amen. He expects us to pray boldly. Over in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, it says, therefore, let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen? Amen. Boldly, come boldly to the throne of grace. I mean, this is an example. Jesus has given us an example. And look what happened. All he had to do was just speak after that. First of all, he already told us that all of his trust was in God. You know, he said, it's not me. You know, my Father, he's the one. He's the one that's doing the work. Amen. He's always demonstrating and showing us that his trust is in the Father. Amen. And so that's what he wants us to do. Put our trust in the Father. And so in this prayer, I know you hear me. You know, I know you hear me. I know you always hear me, but for the sake of the people. Amen. You know, I said this for the sake of the people. Amen. And that's the way it is to be done. And we're talking about prayer that gets result. He said, Lazarus, come forth. Right after that, and what happened? Lazarus came forth. And he said, loose him and let him go. Amen. Amen. That's a good example. So, well, you know, if you want to know how to pray, look, read that one. Turn over to Numbers 23. Now, it's something about this. We're going to look at verse 19. But you got to understand the context. And I think I had checked off a couple of verses I wanted y'all to look at. You got to know what's happening. You got a king who's looking out at the children of Israel, and he's looking at how many they are, and this man is afraid of them. He said, they're too many. You know, something's got to be done about these people. And he summoned a man of God. He said, I'm going to call you, and I want you to curse these people. You know? And you got to understand, okay, so you got Balak is the king and Balaam is the man of God, okay? And so he sent for him. Now, Balaam, I don't know what to say about him, but amen, praise the Lord. First place, the Lord told him, don't go. You know, he told him, do not go. So, you know, they came and they say, Balak said, come to him. He needs you to curse these people. And he said, I think he said the first time, well, I cannot go. Well, no, he sought the Lord. The good thing about him now is he sought the Lord. Amen. Following instructions, God's instructions are so important. You got to stay with God until you get clear instructions. Don't get a piece of something. That's what happens to us. You know, we get a piece of something and we run with it. Amen. No. Now, unfortunately, I will admit this. I'm one of those people who lag. I mean, I'm lagging behind. You know, I won't be sure. You know, and sometimes I get worried that I'm gonna let them get out of my sight. I can't let them get that far ahead of me. But it's like, you know, I just won't be sure. You know, sure that I'm hearing. Every now and then I hop on it. I just hop on it. Like I just hopped on something just now, and it's like, okay, you know, I'm so proud of myself. You know, I told my sister, I said, I'm jumping. I'm jumping. I'm jumping. It's like, okay, Lord. You know, all the way, okay, Lord, I'm sensing this. What you telling me to do? All right, you know. But I'm trusting him. I'm just giving it to him. I'm not gonna even worry about it no more. You know, this is what I feel I'm being led to do, and that's what I did. Amen. So anyway, so we're talking about Balaam and Balak. And I mean, so then Balak sends them back. And he said, I'm gonna send some more honorable men, you know, than the first group. And I'm gonna tell him to come and go and curse these people for me. And, you know, the little honorable men, they go, and they tell him. And he said, let me go and talk to the Lord. So the Lord said, if they come to you in the morning and tell you, come and go with us, then you go. Well, you know, silly Balaam didn't wait for him to come. He just got on his donkey and went. And, you know, this is the passage of scripture where God had to make the jackass talk, you know, because he didn't see the angel. That angel was going to cut his head off. Why? Because he had not obeyed God's instructions. God said, if they come. Well, he didn't wait for them to come. He just saddled a donkey and God went on, you know, about his business. So to try to make this long story short here, you know, he goes over to Balak and Balak take him and say, excuse me, come on, let's curse these people. And he gives him some good little, let me see, let's read 23:19, because I don't want them. And then we're going to look at some of the others. Ready? Numbers 23:19. Ready? Let's read. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Amen. All right, let me see. Over in thou shalt not go. Okay. Go back to chapter 22. In verse 18. And Balaam answered and said unto the servants of Balak, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Amen. Let's see. I want to. Well, the best one that I found. Let's see here. And he, you know, he explains to him that I cannot curse what God has blessed. You understand? I cannot. So think about your own self. Amen. Your own life. You know, your life is blessed. Amen. Your life is blessed. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and God is pronouncing favor. We drowning in favor right now. Amen. Amen. And so, you know, can't nobody curse us. Hallelujah. If they would only just know that and leave us alone. Hey, man, I can't find the exact scripture. I thought I had written some of them down, but I didn't. But I did find that one, 24:13. If Balak would give me, and he rehearses this, he says, verse 12, and Balaam said unto Balak, speak I not also to thy messengers, which thou sendest unto me, saying, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind. I can't take this upon myself. Amen. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak. Amen. Like, you know, King, just because you asking me to curse him, I can't curse him. Why? Because God has already blessed them. Amen? Amen. Amen. Man verse I want you to see, God is not a man. We can trust him. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, he does not have any infirmities. Amen. You know, Jesus was sinless. Amen? Amen. The Lamb of God, he came here. He was perfect. Not only perfect, but, I mean, not only perfect in maturity, but perfect. Amen? He says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Had he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? You can trust him. That's what he's telling us. You can trust him. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Talking about prayer and trust. Now, Mr. Brown gives us a lot of examples of trusting God. I'll just read off a couple of them. We're not going to go into them. Let's see. And I had a couple of asterisks here. He says, the church of God, in the church of God, this is important. Our failure, any failure that we have, has been a result of our lack of trust, our weakness of faith, or our lack of prayerfulness. Isn't that something? Three things: lack of trust, weakness of faith, and lack of prayerfulness. Because remember now, it's going to be in prayer and study of the word that we're going to get to know God. You know, if we're not praying and if we're not studying the word and meditating the word, we're not going to know God. We're going to go by what somebody is telling us, but we won't have that personal, amen, experience, that encounter with God for ourselves. The center of our trust is God, and we've talked about that. Mr. Bowen said, our Lord puts forth trust as the very foundation of praying. The background of prayer is trust. The whole purpose of Christ's ministry and work was dependent on absolute trust in his Father. Amen? Absolute trust in his Father. And so that's what we have to have. We have to have absolute trust in our Father God, in the Lord Jesus, and in the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Again, we may have gone over this. Trust is not a belief that God can bless or that he will bless, but that he does bless here and now. God does bless here and now. Trust always operates in the present tense. Hope looks towards the future. Trust looks to the present. Hope expects. Trust possesses. Amen? Amen. Trust possesses. Amen. That's it. Hallelujah. Y'all be blessed. I'll see y'all next week.